sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
To the earful.
I was actually like, I was touching the wrong knob. I'm like, man, it's not getting quieter.
Feeling those knobs.
I don't mind it being louder. Hey, welcome to the Earful.
Hey, and we're back.
And we're bringing you in with a little Bongolian flavor.
With Earful 11.
That's right. This is Earful 11. We can't believe that we even did 10 earfuls.
Cheers, Tom. Let's do it again.
Yeah,
we'll
man.
Do
we're
the,
cheers. Let's this, do it. Let's we'll do it. This will be the third cheers. Time that we have cheers to doing 10 earfuls, peeps.
Indeed.
And a lot of that is thanks to all the badass support of our freaking cool fans, the
thanks,
Ono
guys.
Radio Show Familia, and everybody else. Just like, I think we've gotten pretty good feedback from the 10 that we've done, and we're going to continue to trudge on with Earful 11.
I'm still listening to music. You still listening to music? Let's
sure.
jam.
Yeah, man, that's what I figure. I mean, we can toss six and six. We can give you 12 tracks a week. I mean, we've been dosing through it.
Damn right. We might as well grace your ears with what our ears have found, tasty. I'm glad to be back, man.
Dude, it's great to have you back. It's great to be here again doing this for our Ono Radio Show audience. We are part of the Ono Radio Show. It's www.onoradioshow.com. And now the Earful has a website. www.onoearful.com.
Onoearful.
And you can find all past episodes of The Earful on there. So that's basically where all our archives and our past playlists go are up there. So you should check that stuff out.
Please do.
And we did bring you in with, again, the Bongolian. That's
Bongolian.
Nazir Bazita, a.k.a. the Bongolian. Some call him the king of Latin-flavored jazz funk. And he definitely sounds like it, man. He's pretty badass. I mean, pick that up, man. Find yourselves
I need some Bongolian
a little Bongolian
in
flavor.
My life.
And as we do here every episode, we kick it off with track one. Super little tasty morsel there for you, Ty.
Dude.
This is a Jupiter Man. Not Jupiter Man. It's actually called Jupiter. I need to specify. This is their track 106 off Juicy Lucy.
Juicy.
And they're a total electric French-English dance electric duo.
Man.
It just does it all. You can feel all that disco electro funk just oozing through every freaking note.
I kind of want to roller skate, maybe do a line. I haven't done that in a while.
Well,
I don't endorse
it. I'd be impressed if you could do both, my friend. That's pretty badass. All right, well, a tie pick.
Start off a little gangster, man.
I like how you went there right off with your first pick. Everybody turn this shit up. Pour one out for your fucking homies.
I let the bass drop. Hit that nigga straight above the glass. Yeah, that's a bank shot. Aaron Gordon soaring over niggas. You the mascot. Nigga hit my jacket for the tricks. I brought the mask out. Jim Carrey with the Mac out. A spaz out.
Ow! Damn!
Nice choice, Ty.
They're the underachievers.
Fucking rad.
It's a group I kind of knew about. I heard a couple songs earlier in their career, but they just dropped this, I don't know, maybe a month ago now. But
it's a fucking hot track.
I dig their style. It's kind of offbeat beats, and you know the production is pretty sexy.
And they drop it. It's good, man. It's got a lot. It's got a lot going for it.
Yeah, the song is called Crescendo off their new album Renaissance. And yeah, they're from Brooklyn, you know.
Brooklyn!
And
it's badass, man.
I was happy with that album. It was actually a fun listen, man. If you go back and do the whole album, do it.
Yeah, it's worth a ride.
Yeah.
Well, you heard the man.
You heard the man. Do
you
it.
Heard the man. Go get on that underachiever's train. Ooh, baby. And moving on.
I'm real excited about this.
Yeah, I was pretty pleased with this track. Death from Above's new track, Freeze Me.
Coming on back,
dude. I mean, it's really funny because we were just talking about this before we started up the show. They have actually lost the 1979 part. They used to be Death from Above,
right.
1979.
DFA.
But now they're coming back and they're sans 1979.
I wonder why.
It's an interesting choice for them to pull it. No, I don't necessarily know the story. I have a funny story about Death from Above that I pulled. As we're finding all this stuff out, trying to give you track names and information, we're always pulling these little tidbits about these bands. And this is Death from Above. But I guess when they started off, they were forced to adopt the 1979 part of the band because they had a dispute with James Murphy.
And it turned out LCD boy over there.
And it turned out it was some injunction that he had filed against that name, and they ended up having to adopt this 1979. So they've hated James Murphy for the longest time.
Well, that was his record label, right? That's why he did that, because DFA.
There you
Death
go.
From
exactly.
Above.
That. Thank you. That's exactly
that's what happened.
Was.
But still, it's kind of shitty in my mind. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely hate James Murphy. I can't agree with him there. I like James Murphy, but I do like this track, and I look forward to whatever they're going to bring out in this new album.
Yeah, me too, man.
Sans 1979.
And they're just a duo, too. It's all bass, guitar, all
I definitely got a thing for, like, I got to tip my hat to drummer singers, man.
Yeah, me too.
Like Phil Collins, Sebastian Grainier. He's a fucking dope-ass musician, man. Oh,
dude. I've always kind of astounded at people when they go just haywire on vocals while drums. It's
man, because there's so much timing involved in drumming, and the fact that you can even think about lyrics and singing and inflection in your voice. Nuts.
Yeah, man. Talent.
And moving on the talent train.
Hey!
Here's another piece of talent. I like this, man. I never really knew about this group until you dropped it in this episode of The Earful. What
I
is
didn't
this?
Either.
Talk
this,
to me, bro.
This here is Botany. And, well, wait. Yeah, Botany is the group.
Ooh.
And song is called Agave. You know, it
feels like agave. It's just like dripping down my soul.
This was a 2010 album, but it's just, man,
nice.
It's almost atmospheric and it's psychedelic beat dropping. I really like their flavor.
Ooh, it really fucking rides.
And it rides that really hard.
Oh, it's fucking delicious.
So yeah, Botany is Spencer Stevenson.
Oh, Spencer. Spencer just sounds like a rich white kid.
Yeah, you don't want to go by Spencer too often. I guess you can get away with it.
He flipped a coin. He was just like, Botany's so much more badass.
I like Botany.
Who doesn't like Botany? Yeah.
Definitely got a little post-rock. Yeah, it's
got a lot of feels.
It's a good flavor train, in my opinion.
Dude, nice pick, Ty. Take down the smooth agave.
Agave?
Super cool, dude. I'll definitely dig in on some of that. Moving on.
All right, T.
Noise!
It takes a little bit. It opens up. Zany.
Riding the train.
Here is some fire, and here is some water.
Yeah, man, this is White Flight. The track is Now off of White Flight 2006. It's zany. I kind of dig the zaniness of it. Fast beat, percussions, yeah. White Flight is a solo project of Justin Roloffs, a longtime musician and former singer-songwriter and guitarist for The Anniversary. I don't really know that band, do you?
No.
The Anniversary? If it's anything up this alley, it's delightfully strange, and I would probably listen to it. Oh, sorry. My thumbs went right for it. It's really dirty.
Oh, look. I think they're trying to lo-fi it.
Yes, it
just
totally
a little
feels
bit.
Lo-fi.
But I like it. I like.
Yeah, they jam it proper.
Proper.
And speaking
I say.
Of fucking proper.
Watch
I'm
out,
so
son.
I'm so happy you threw this in there. I saw this and I was like, yeah, this is like we said, man. You have a penchant for the chick.
Oh man, dropping the new chick. Been waiting for that album to drop, and it's pretty tasty. I can't say I was entirely happy, but it's pretty tasty. And this song
this
definitely
track,
made me
this
shake
track
my ass.
Wins me over. It totally wins me over, dude. Just when you can kind of maybe hate on the album, then you hear this track, you're like, oh, yes.
If you aren't shaking your ass, I don't know who you are, I don't trust you.
And you're doing it so wrong. It's really funny because it's funny. The whole chick thing is the genius behind the marketing of the band and the symbolism of their logo and everything. It's
yeah.
such a trip, you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot about this band, and they know it, and they get off on it.
They totally get
they
off
on it. They fucking love it. And I kind of love that about them. And more props to chick. And they've
yeah.
just kind of grown and become way bigger than I remember them when they started off.
I remember being, I saw them way back in the day on a Haywire tour.
Oh, that's
awesome. And it was a fantastic little intimate show. But in all honesty, I've seen them kind of more recently in shows that weren't that much bigger.
Interesting.
They are damn sexy every time. This song, though, just so you know, is in our GQ off Shake the Shutter. Just drop.
Yeah, that's the new one, baby.
Shake your
booty. But dude, there's such an interesting amalgam of a band because
yeah.
they were all like a bunch. It was like a super group of fans in Sacramento, California that all got together and made one badass band.
And they do kind of change like little bits of their lineup here and there. They have different vocalists that'll tour with them, but it's always a great show, great energy.
Yeah, that's awesome though. They got brought up grassroots, you know, they were doing their thing and their fucking fans loved them. And speaking of fans that love them, we tell everybody that listens to The Earful that you should go out and seek some of this music yourself. You should listen to different tracks and different albums. There's so many resources out there that allow you to do that now. And that's how Ty and I are stumbling upon this stuff. Yeah. We're not going to just outright promote a particular avenue, but you should just go out and give back to these bands in your special way.
We do a little homework. You can do a little homework. You know, don't be afraid to buy some merch. Don't be afraid to buy that album if you like it that much. You know.
Yeah, man. I mean, and I think that a lot of these music services, they do it right now because they just kind of allow you to sample different tracks and things like that. I mean, granted, you might pay for a subscription fee. You're still just really, I don't know, you're doing the right thing. You know what I mean? You're letting people listen to some badass music, and you go find what you want to find and dig through them discographies. That's what it's all about.
Dig deep. Deep tracks.
Speaking of digging deep, I dug deep and I found this strange little album, man. 40 Thieves. You ever heard of 40 Thieves?
40 Thieves.
This is a slow burn. I gotta give it that. It kind of slowly grows on me, but I was digging it, man. The album's a trip.
I'm pretty sure I don't know.
Yeah, man, 40 Thieves. They're apparently a group of San Francisco-based producers that all get together and they create these cosmic odyssey soundscapes. They do what they call lazy mutant house music.
Sure, I'm down, but
apparently it's a lot of live instrumentation with programmed electronics, man. It's a really cool kind of like melting pot of different sounds, but it jams, man. This is In Your Space off of The Sky Is Yours. It's a 2010 album. I approved?
Yes, sir. I love it when producers get together and make a little brainchild.
Oh, it's beautiful, man. And I like about this album is like they're not rushing every track. Each track's pretty long, but it works. Like they let it breathe. Yeah. You know, I dig that, man. I dig that about artists that can kind of slow down and just let it unfold. You know.
Yeah.
You do want to make and keep people's attention and make concise tracks, but man, it's something about just riding out on a few tracks, man.
I feel you, man. Sometimes there's glory hidden in the spaces in that long jam, you know.
Yeah. All right, Ty. Ooh. Up to bat. Good choice. I'm a fan of this group.
This is full of favorites of mine, and I just found a few things I didn't know about.
Let's let this ride.
Let it ride. Girl, I love you.
This is Brazilian Girls.
Ooh. And there are no Brazilian girls in Brazilian Girls, just so you know. But
it's such a great band title.
I've loved them forever. And this was a single that came out last year called The Critic.
Nice.
And I didn't really know that they put out a single.
Is there an
album coming?
Have you seen Brazilian Girls?
Oh,
yeah.
Dude. They've
seen
had
them
an after party at my current residence.
Really?
Like,
oh, that's pretty. It's pretty intimate.
It goes deep, but they're all the bass player, especially, who I think is different now. But the original bass player was like one of my heroes.
They jive, man. They just got a great little sound as a group.
It's tasty, and she sings in like 8 different languages. And
she's a sexy little thing.
She really is. Oof.
Oh, mama.
No. I like your description. They throw tango, chanson, house, reggae, lounge.
If you haven't stumbled upon Brazilian Girls, get on that now. They got a really great discography. And they got some good stuff, man.
Every album.
Do yourself a flavor.
Pretty tasty.
And do yourself a flavor and listen to this shit.
Oh, shit. Son.
Sorry.
Slap at the bass, slap at the bass.
Listen to that forever, dude. This is
Deluxe.
Dude, they're awesome. They're a pop rock band formed in Tijuana, Mexico. Of all places, in the summer of 2000, they formed, and they say they are influenced by 1980s new wave music and the SoCal punk scene, which it's pretty freaking banging, man.
I've jammed on some Deluxe.
Nice. I really dug this track.
Deluxe. Tom, I know we had this conversation about saying sexy too much on the show, but
I feel like we've done pretty well saying not saying sexy.
But I really want to say there's been some sexiness
on this episode. I feel like sexy's merited to be brought back for this for Earful 11. Earful 11. I feel like may go down in history as it brought the sexy back.
I'm not gonna do it.
It brought the sexy back. Earful 11.
It did it.
And we change it.
How?
Ty, I like this. This is taking us down a bit. Taking us, of course, Ty transports us everywhere in this great earth. Ty.
I am full of some world music.
Ty, you took us there. Let the man sing.
Hanging in a dark sky. It's my new friend.
This here is Baba Mal.
That's right. If you're wondering if you're still not listening to the Earful, you are.
You are.
You have not been transported to another time.
The song is
great.
Dakar Moon off Television in 2000. But I got to say, I kind of double dipped with Brazilian Girls because I found this that the Brazilian Girls actually played and did most of the music behind this album.
Oh, get out. So they're like, the accompanying band.
And he sang all these fucking great songs over it. It is, I couldn't believe
so it says,
I hadn't
it says
heard
he's
of it.
Senegalese?
Yeah, he's from Senegal. Yeah,
Senegalese.
That's badass, man.
And he is known as, like, one of the most famous musicians in
so,
that area.
So
that
who is he?
Area.
Is he there like Michael Jackson?
So, I don't know. Yeah, kind of. It is kind of that way, in a way. Yeah, he's definitely a big thing over there. But
he's kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big
he's
deal, man.
He's kind of a
man.
Senegalese big deal.
His voice is fucking great, too.
It is great. The soothing sounds. Ba-ba.
Ba-ba-ba.
I just want to be drinking wine out of a horn. Is that a weird sensation?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just go with it.
Somewhere on the African plain.
And go with this.
Go with it, man.
It is pretty tasty, man. Are you down on the Kasabian?
I am. I never know how to say it right either.
I'm probably saying it wrong. Kasabian. Is it Kasabian?
Kasabian?
Kasabian. Let's say it's
sure.
Kasabian. But this is Kasabian. Are you looking for action? Yes, I am looking for action.
I am looking for the action,
and
yes.
It's off Crying Out Loud 2017, but...
I'm happy
Kasabian
to see they have a new album, man.
English rock. Dude, and the album was really good. I really dug the album.
I dug a couple of their last ones. Maybe not the last one, but the one before that.
And this
was
like a deluxe double album, and the second album was the whole thing live.
Oh, nice.
But I've kind of dug them for a while, man. They've been around. They're an English rock band formed in what is it, Lelkester in 1997. But they've been around for a while, man.
Indeed. 97? Is that right?
97.
97. Yes, I am. I say I am.
It has been a sexy earful. Sorry, I'm going to say it again.
It's a little
God
bit
damn
of sexy.
It's infesting. It's like a cancer. It's back.
With this sexy next back. Track you're bringing me to, I mean, it's pretty fucking sexy. That's
and you know,
some
actually,
turn it
this,
up and
this,
do
this,
it hard
dude,
shit.
This next track brings us to the proverbial end of the earful. Track 12, Ty.
12,
let's
man.
End it out, brother. What do we got?
This here is Junior Boys.
Oh,
another
boys.
Fucking favorite. And they have always produced some sexy sex-making music.
It's pretty sexy. It's pretty goddamn sexy.
I can't tell you how sexy it really is, but this song is Kiss Me All Night off their self-titled EP last year.
I mean, if you're living under a rock and have to listen to, like, you know, electro, they are the biggest shit in Canadian electro pop, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen them a couple times, and it's funny. Every time you see that dude, he looks nothing like how he sounds at all.
Does he look like a math substitute or something?
Kind of, sort of, like a chubby, sort of shitty bearded
like a driver's ed teacher.
He might have cleaned up a little bit. But yeah.
If you don't mind, I got my boards and such in the back. If you could drive me to my practice. Noise.
I do love
noise.
Junior Boys, man. Oh.
Yeah, dude, I do like the Junior Boys as well. I definitely, I have gotten into their tunes.
So should we do all the things that we do? Talk about all the places that we talk about?
Let's talk about the places, Ty. Talk about the places. Talk about the faces. Talk
all
about
faces,
why we do
places.
This amazing thing called the earful.
We do it for you, really. We don't do it for anybody else. We're happy to share the amount of music that we come across with all of your ears. But if you want to find us, you can find us on onoradioshow.com or onoearful.com.
You got it. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, no, earful, baby. .com. It's easy to remember. It kind of flows. It's simple.
Simple.
We just tried it. We didn't try to make it crazy for you.
Yeah. Oh, no, radio show goes live every Thursday at 8:30, except for this Thursday, which isn't really this Thursday anyway.
Right.
So,
see, we're getting caught. We always get
caught
in this time paradox where we don't, you know, we record these at strange intervals, so we don't know when this is going to drop, but yeah, Thursdays are always a constant. We always do Ono Radio Show on most Thursdays. If one of us
pretty
is
much
super
every.
Ill or
maybe working,
there's a wrestling event in town. But we're a tight knit group, and we always try to put out our fresh content, and that's what the earful. Earful is totally all part of that jazz. But that jazz, unfortunately, always has to end. And when we come to the end of our episodes, we are contractually obligated to turn it over to that part of the show, which we haven't actually done in a while. Baby.
Yeah.
Under the covers.
Under the covers.
Yeah. That's right. Who did it better?
Beep.
Okay. All right. So yes. That's the people have asked for more Under the Covers, and we're going to continue to do Under the Covers. It's a segment. We try to do these little fun segments at the end of every show. So Under the Covers is basically we take a song we like, we take the ridge, we put it up against a cover, and we talk about it.
And so this week
is a good one. I kind of dug. I stumbled upon the cover, and then it just made me reminiscent of like, oh, the original of this song is so badass. And that is, of course, our favorite Black Betty by Ram Jam, yo.
Ram Jam it.
Let's Ram Jam it for a minute. You know Ram Jam. Come on. If you don't know this song, I mean, you never listened to fucking classic rock radio?
Who are you?
I just want to, like, crack open a beer and get on a Sea-Doo and just, like, tear ass across fucking ocean.
Or snowmobile.
With no life preserver, I will add. And a mullet.
Flowing mullet.
All right, so yeah, you know how this goes, right? Come on. All right, I'll
drop
get,
it.
We'll, here we
drop
go.
It.
Here we go.
Black Betty, bam, lam, whoa, Black Betty, bam, lam, Black Betty had a child, bam, lam,
drums. drums. Okay, so there's that. Okay, so the OG, which everybody loves, and it's a Herald tune by Ram Jam. But then,
pretty
digging
jamming
through the interwebs, I found this version, which was surprisingly interesting, refreshing, and new.
And new.
Oh, Black Betty, Bam Bam. Oh, Black Betty, Bam Bam. Black Betty had a child.
And it's none other than Caravan Palace, who are pretty crazy electro. I don't know. How would you describe Caravan Palace? They're crazy.
It's like electro show tuny.
Yeah.
I don't know how to fucking. Yeah.
But this
like,
is this is their cover of Black Betty. Behold. I mean, I really was like, wow, this is a different take on this song.
You sent me this this track, and I was like, all right.
I said the same thing. It's, I gotta say, it's really hard nowadays to cover a song and actually do something different with it. Whereas they're not changing it up too much, but they're giving it their feel. Like
their
this
flavor.
Is if, like this is Caravan Palace. Perfect. This is like a perfect embodiment of a cover in their vein. So with that said, today I'm going with them. I think they killed it. I think they knocked it out of the park with a great cover.
Only because Ram Jam's been Ram Jammed so long.
I feel like Ram Jam has to pass the Ram Jam torch over to, at least for today, to Caravan Palace. They got to win this one.
I agree.
And with that said, I feel like we got to wrap this episode of the Earful up, my friend.
Shit!
Earful 11.
Earful.
It was a good one. We had a lot of really good tracks. We talked about some shit. We talked about
sexy
music and shit. It was fun, Ty.
Indeed,
and we enjoy doing this, and we'll continue to do it. We drop these once a week. We always throw them up on our website. We list all our track listings, and we even accompany all of our episodes with Spotify playlists, which has been a fun thing we've been doing. So we have a whole back catalog. If you are on Spotify, just look up Ono Radio Show. You can listen to every single track on all past Earfuls.
Sweet mixtape.
They are. They're sweet little playlists. You can play them anywhere in the car. You can play them out at the pool. It's summertime. I mean, everybody's craving music, right? I mean, I feel like that was the reason we did this.
Yeah, yeah. And summer's hitting, pool time, pool season, got to get in the water, got to turn up the jams.
That's what I'm saying. I think...
Turn on the grill.
I think that's what it is. And it's truly, it's our mission to just try to introduce you to something that maybe you never thought you'd like and you like, or maybe you fucking hate it and you're like, thanks for letting me hear that piece of shit and I don't have to ever listen to it again. But
you want
to
fight.
But thank you so much for listening to The Earful. And
thanks,
we always
everybody
do is pick our last track. And it's going to be this one because I just dug it. So have a good one. And we'll see
all
you
right
on the next Earful. Chousers.
Chousers.
We hope you enjoyed the music.